I'm Denise Crosby, and you're listening to the Mean Joe Grizzly Podcast.
Hey, it's Tom Matthews from Return of the Living Dead and Friday the 13th, Part 6, to name a few. And you're listening to the Mean Joe Grizzly Podcast. Enjoy.
Hey, guys, Tyler Mann here, and you're listening to the Mean Joe Grizzly Podcast.
Hi, I'm John Russo, screenwriter of Night of the Living Dead. Welcome to the Mean Joe Grizzly Podcast. Enjoy.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Joe Grizzly, bitch.
What up, Mean Militia? I'm Mean Joe Grizzly, and when I'm not trying to participate in Black Friday riots, I'm at the Grizzly Cave, watching movies, reading comics, listening to metal, and of course, crushing beers. And I am fresh out of the theater from seeing Eli Ross Thanksgiving. Yep, that Thanksgiving, the one that is literally 20 years in the making. And it was great, and I cannot wait to talk to y'all about it. But before we get started, I want y'all to take a second and follow the show on all social media platforms, as well as joining my Mean Militia on the show's official Facebook group by clicking the links down in the episode description. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the show on whatever platform y'all listen on. By doing this, y'all support the show and help me continue to talk to y'all about all forms of badassery. So was the 20-year wait worth it? Or is this just a watered-down version of that kick-ass Grindhouse trailer we got at the Grindhouse double feature 20 years ago? Let's find out. This is Grizzly Grade Reviews. So, Thanksgiving is directed by Eli Roth and was released on November 16th, 2023, and is a Thanksgiving-themed slasher film that takes place on Black Friday, of all days, where a shopping spree goes completely wrong. And anybody that's from America that knows the madness of Black Friday shopping. So this is kind of a realistic thing. Chaos ensues in this Black Friday shopping spree and people die. And then a year later, a masked killer shows up in Plymouth to seemingly exact revenge. And shit gets ugly. I've said it a couple times before. This movie's literally 20 years in the making, give or take a few years. This was essentially an idea from a fake trailer for a fake movie that was made for the Grindhouse double feature. For those of you that don't know what the Grindhouse double feature is, it was two movies that were shown back to back back in the day, that one being directed by Quentin Tarantino. It was called Death Proof. It was fucking awesome. And then you had one directed by Robert Rodriguez called Planet Terror. It was also awesome. And those movies kind of used the Grindhouse style of filmmaking and brought us these two pretty cool stories. And both were very outlandish and both were very graphically violent and had a lot of action. It was everything. It embodied the Grindhouse like style perfectly. And this movie was one that fans have been asking for years. And it really got people's hopes up because one of the other trailers that was made for this movie was Machete. And Machete is also awesome. And that movie got made. And years go by and there's still no Thanksgiving. And we're like, Eli Roth, make Thanksgiving. And he kept going by. And then boom, we finally got it this year. So the question is the movie worth the wait? Was it worth the wait? Was it everything that we wanted it to be? In my humble opinion, yes, it was. And I absolutely loved it. Now, I want to start out by saying this ain't going to win horror film of the year. It's not going to win movie of the year by no means. And it does have flaws, just like every movie does. But let's just get to the positives first. So first off, this movie did this excellent job of embodying Thanksgiving all around. And in the way that they does is it has the people sitting down for dinner. It has the parades. And it has Black Friday shopping. It literally embodies everything around American Thanksgiving. The goods and the bads. And I felt like Eli Roth and company did a good job of embodying the spirit of Thanksgiving in this movie, which is something that holiday-themed movies, not just holiday-themed horror films, but holiday-themed movies in general, sometimes missed a mark on. He did not on this one. And I commend him for that. And honestly, adding the little Black Friday thing in there as like the catalyst of all this was really, really good. I never would have thought that the whole time this movie's been advertising, I had no idea that they were going to like use Black Friday in this movie. And I felt like that was a great, great idea. And I'm thankful that he did that because to me, it just added to the spirit of Thanksgiving that this movie oozes. One of the, probably the best positive of this movie is the gore. This movie is fucking brutal. This movie is so damn brutal. Is it on Terrifier's level? At times, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Is it as gratuitous and does the camera focus on it like Terrifier does? No. But there is some absolutely horrific kills in this movie, and I loved it. Eli Roth is one of those people that I feel like just makes movies just to shock people. Now, don't get me wrong. I like some of his movies. I'm not a big fan of torture porn, but I do enjoy the first Hostel movie. Is it something I'm watching all the time? Hell no. But when I seen Hostel in theaters and the second one in theaters, that shit was crazy. We had never seen anything like that before in a major theater. You've seen stuff like that on like, you know, grimy VHS tapes, like, you know, Faces of Death and shit like that. That was the first time I'd seen that in a big theater setting. And it was shocking when it came out. It earned all that hype that it gained. Is the movie that great? Not really. Is Eli Roth a competent director? I think so. But I actually heard a fellow content creator actually say something that made a lot of sense and clicked in my brain, and I never really thought about it. Eli Roth and Rob Zombie are very similar. They're both good directors and their styles are great, but they lack in the writing department and the dialogue in their movies. And that was something that didn't really hit home until I heard that other content creator saying that, because some of the dialogue in Eli Roth's movies are fucking weird. And some of the writing just doesn't make sense sometimes. But Thanksgiving did a good job of like pairing his directing style with a good writer. And again, is this movie the best written movie ever? No, it is not. But it was entertaining as hell. The other positive that I'm going to get to next is this movie is funny as shit. There was a lot of instances where everyone in the audience was laughing their ass off. And I don't know if that was intentional or what, but it damn sure got everybody laughing. I don't know what the deal with that was. I don't know if they intended to make people laugh or if it was just something that happened with happenstance. It was funny as shit. It reminded me, it had big time Scream vibes. So is this a horror comedy? I don't know if I would go that far, but it definitely has some funny ass parts in it. As far as like the overall feel of the movie, I feel like that in this movie, Eli Roth told all of his actors and the cast and crew that this movie is going to be a complete homage to those grimy, disgusting, violent straight to VHS slasher movies from the 80s. Because this movie embodies that grimy 80s slasher, like B-C slasher, perfectly. Does that mean that there's a bunch of 80s references in it? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the style of it is very 80s grimy C or B-list slasher. And that's not a bad thing. It actually enhances the experience even more. Now, as far as like the killer goes, as dumb as it sounds for having a quote pilgrim going around killing people, they managed to make this killer very menacing and very creepy at times. There's a scene, you can actually see it in the trailer, where he crashes through this like wall or window, and he's in this small hallway, and he's got a big ass axe, and he's swinging it at the camera. That scene was badass, and it was very, I'm not gonna say I was like, oh my god, I'm so scared, but it was very thrilling and edge of your seat. as far as going back to the style, this movie reminded me a lot, not as a whole, but it had a lot of My Bloody Valentine like vibes to it, that you could probably pair both of these in like a double feature and they would both fit perfectly. As far as the acting goes, just like I said before, I feel like Eli Roth told all of his, like he gave all of his cast a stack of VHS tapes and said, go home and watch, you know, Slaughter High, go home and watch, you know, Prom Night, go home and watch like The Prowler, like all these B and C list slashers. He just gave them a big ass stack of VHS tapes and said, study the hell out of these. This is what style of acting I want y'all to do. And they all delivered on that. Does that mean that they have like the best acting skills ever? No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is the style that he wanted them to perform, where their acting is kind of, oh God, the killer is loose, or where's the killer going to strike next? That is there. It has that 80s cheese feel to it, and I loved it. if you're a fan of those grimy B and C list 80s slashers, you're going to fucking love this movie, because it just oozes that. And I have no doubt, if I read an article tomorrow and it said that that's what Eli Roth did to prepare his staff, I would 100% believe it. As far as like the story structure go, and like the mystery behind who is the killer, because it is ultimately just like those B and C list slashers from the 80s, it is ultimately a whodunit. And I, at the end, when everything comes together, I'm like, oh, I should have known that. So in hindsight, you're like, yeah, I should have seen that. But it does a good job of presenting all of these red herrings and stuff, because there's like four red herrings in this movie, and they're not all quite obvious. Now, again, in the end, you're like, oh, that makes sense. It makes sense that's the killer. But was it like completely painfully obvious from the get-go, like most modern slashers are? No. I think he did a good job of keeping that mystery there. The movie shot very well. It has these really good like shots where, like for instance, the hallway scene that I was just talking about, that scene is shot great. There's scenes where he uses like live stream cameras in certain instances. Those work very well. And there's like these good crowd shots where there's chaos going on every fucking where, and he does a good job of focusing on what you need to focus on without it being like, oh, something's about to pop off. It's like something pops off and then he brings everything into focus for you, and it looks great. As far as like the overall story goes, I felt like it was simple without being predictable. He gave you exactly what we needed to know for what he was trying to deliver. Just a simple slasher storyline that, but with the exception of not being predictable. In my opinion, it wasn't very predictable. But I do have some negatives, because no movie is perfect, besides, you know, like Back to the Future and Jaws. But this movie, it has some issues with editing towards the end, where it kind of felt like whoever edited the movie got lazy right there at the very end, because there's like, there'll be a scene and then it'll cut to another scene, and then that scene will end abruptly, and then it'll cut to this other scene. It's not like super, like, it's not super obvious. It's not like ruining the movie quality editing. That's not what I'm saying. But it's noticeable for someone who watches a lot of movies. So it's not necessarily this hard negative, but it's something that I did notice at the end. The soundtrack isn't bad. Nothing really jumped out at me. And music to me does enhance a theater experience. Does that mean that the music just completely ruined the experience? No. But I don't feel like it was good enough to enhance the experience either. As far as the acting goes, I don't think there's a bad performance in the whole house, because I felt like the script was written, and again, I will put money on it that he gave all of these actors a stack of VHS tapes from B and C list slashers and told them to study it, because they nailed that feeling of that. But I don't think any of the performances were like, yeah, this is like one of the best performances in horror this year. Definitely didn't get those vibes. Patrick Dempsey is probably the most well-known actor in this, and he did a good job. But the problem with Patrick Dempsey is I have a wife, and he is the guy from Grey's Anatomy, and he's always going to be the guy from Grey's Anatomy or the guy from Scream 3 who was a cop that was kind of Sydney's love interest. I think his name was Detective Kincaid. He's pretty much playing the same character here, but with a New England accent. But he does a good job. He doesn't do anything crazy. Some of the dialogue did go a little too far over the top for me. It's nothing that ruined the movie for me, but man, there's a lot of fucks in this movie. Like, everybody's saying fuck all the time. It kind of reminded me of like a Rob Zombie movie at times, because there was so much like gratuitous profanity. Not necessarily a negative, just super noticeable, and it makes you focus on that at times. Like, you're counting the fucks, if that makes any sense. It's not necessarily bad. It's just something that I think the movie could have done without. And again, could have been intentional. Could have been something that he was like, that's how those grimy old B and C list slashers are, so we're going to do that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not using that as an excuse. I just feel like he nailed that aspect, and he wanted it to be like this. So if that was his intention, then I'm all for it. As far as the ending goes, the ending was fine. There was it does kind of just end. It has like, you know, your thrilling conclusion, but it does have like just an ending, if that makes any sense. I don't want to spoil anything for y'all. I want y'all to go see this movie. It's also a little bit too over the top at times, especially from the beginning. Is definitely the most over the top, to me, was definitely the most over the top moments of the movie. And then the end was very over the top. And again, all that was probably intentional, so it's really hard for me to call it a negative. But if you're someone who can't handle that over the top cheese, you're not going to like this. But for me, it was great. So, should you go see this movie? If you're a horror fan, there's no reason why you shouldn't go see this movie. If you're a fan of 80s slashers, especially the B and C list slashers, there's no reason why you shouldn't go see this. So, I feel like Eli Roth did a good job of bringing us a modern slasher that has the spirit of Thanksgiving tightly weaved with the spirit of 80s B and C list slashers, all wrapped up in a nice little coat of 80s cheese. And I think he executed it perfectly. The gore is insane and over the top. And it's not, again, it's not Terrifier 2 levels or Terrifier 1 levels, but there's still some very graphic shit in this movie that is kind of ridiculous. But at the same time, for us gore hounds, it was fucking awesome. So, with all that being said, Thanksgiving gets a 4 out of 5. And is grizzly gray guaranteed. I'm definitely going to be adding this to my Thanksgiving viewing. Because, let's just face it, guys. There aren't any good Thanksgiving horror films. And if one of y'all says Thanksgiving, I'm going to freaking scream. That movie is funny as shit. For all the wrong reasons, that movie is funny. But it's a piece of shit. This is actually a very well-made holiday slasher movie. And I'm glad it exists. And I hope Eli Roth does more of this kind of stuff. So go to theaters and check it out. And with that, we bring another episode to an end. Thank you all so much for your continued support. Without y'all, the show isn't possible. If you like this episode, please consider subscribing to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to click the links in the description below to follow me on all social media platforms. Go check out Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. He's the guy that does the badass synthwave music that I play for my intros and outros in the background of each episode. The guy is a genius. His work is amazing. You can find him on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Music. Support that guy. That guy makes phenomenal music. It's been a while since we've done one of these out of theater reviews, so bear with me for how disorganized it is. I'm going to try to start doing these more often, so I'm a little bit rusty, so thank y'all for bearing with me. As far as what's going on next, yeah, I know I haven't done a review on the Marvels yet. I don't know if I am, guys. I'm going to go see the movie. I'm just debating on whether or not I'm going to do a review on it right now, if ever. I don't know if y'all been on social media lately, but that movie has got people just ruining people's lives because they didn't like it. Yeah, I'm not going to deal with all that. If the movie is causing that much controversy for no reason, I don't know why I would even want to watch it. So, don't know if that's ever coming. It might not. As far as what we got next, we got a whole lot of Godzilla coming up, and I'm very excited to talk about that. Monarch Legacy of Monsters is premiering tomorrow. And, of course, at the end of the month, you've got Godzilla Minus One, which I'm so fucking excited for. Cannot wait to talk to y'all about that. But in the meantime, why don't y'all go check out some of my October episodes. I've got the Trilogy of the Dead series that me and Jacob Gotham did. Those episodes are up now. Go listen to those if you want to hear our thoughts on that. I've got my Tyler Mane interview that I released last week. What such a stand-up dude. Really cool interview with him. You got my Halloween watch list episode that's got a group of movies that'll get you into the spooky spirit. And just because Halloween season is over does not mean that you gotta stop watching good horror flicks. So go check that one out. And also got my Halloween leftovers reviews of When Evil Lurks, Five Nights at Freddy's, and Dark Harvest. So go check those out, guys. And go check out Eli Roth's Thanksgiving. I had a fucking blast with it, and I think y'all will too. So go see that in theaters. Stay tuned for future episodes coming up soon on good Godzilla content. And remember, I'm Joe Grizzly, bitch.